Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming here. It's an honour for me, for, Warren Barton from Fox Sports, to be involved in such a great event in the beautiful city of Miami. Had a great occasion last season here. 67,000 people turned up to see the final with Real Madrid beating Chelsea, and I think everybody will remember that free kick from Ronaldo. It's a great opportunity for the players, and Fox Sports are delighted to be involved in a great occasion that will take this summer going forward. In Miami, it's the place to be at the moment, obviously, and with so many interesting events and projects that are happening in this city, you need a stadium. And obviously, with the stadium we have here, we have the vice chairman, Mr. Higgins, that would like to say a few words. A great venue, a great stadium, and it's a great city. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for coming this morning. Just looking at the turnout, I think there's no question that Miami has become the capital for international soccer in the United States. So on behalf of everybody who has worked really hard to make this vision a reality, not only with our tournament, but over the years who have believed in soccer in South Florida, I just want to say thank you and thank you for coming. First of all, none of this would be possible today without the vision of Steve Ross, who, aside from his passion for the Miami Dolphins, is very, very passionate about the South Florida community. And he had a vision. His vision was, if we could bring as many events here as possible, we can drive economic growth, we could drive job creation, we can drive tourism to Miami, and we could drive passion for sport. And so about 18 months, maybe 2 years ago now, Steve looked out in the landscape and said, there's a tremendous opportunity in soccer. And that opportunity is all the teams like to come to the United States to expose their brand to a growing market and also to get ready for the preseason. Why don't we go ahead and we take those collection of entertaining friendlies and try to create a real competition. And today is the culmination of that vision. We'll spend a little more time on that. I want to thank a few people who are here. Obviously, first and foremost is Steve Ross. In addition, we have dignitaries that are here. Miami Gardens Mayor Oliver Gilbert. Mayor, where are you? Mayor. Mayor has been a wonderful supporter of everything we do here at Sun Life and of driving job creation and making sure that he supports our events, and we want to thank you for today. We also have Sports Commission Chair Jose Sotolongo. Oh, you here? Thank you. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Community and Media Affairs Liaison Marta Martinez Alemán. Hello, Marta. Thank you for coming. All right. And I want to thank some of our dignitaries from Relevant Sports who really work around the clock to pull this off today. And you could just imagine the logistics that are involved in getting eight of the biggest teams in the world to come to the United States and organize their schedule. First and foremost is Charlie Stilettano, CEO and founder. John Scheinman, who's a chief operating officer. Where's John? Arnie Reese, who is the chairman of Relevant. He's in the back. And our staff, who really do a tremendous job, Kwame and Molly and Nick and Matt and Andrea, these names may not mean a lot to you, but they mean a lot to us, because without them, none of this would be possible. They hustle around the clock to be able to pull this off, so thank you. And I also want to thank all the folks at the Dolphins, who Claudia and her team and Brittany, everybody else who pulls this together and has worked to make for a successful launch. So let me take you back for a minute. What were the goals in putting together this tournament last year when we began working on it? Number one, take what is a collection of entertaining friendlies throughout the United States and turn it into a meaningful competition. And as anyone who came saw the match between Real and Chelsea, you know that we succeeded in pulling that off last year. Number two, attract the best teams in the world. Make sure that this wasn't just a one-time wonder, but this was a recurring event culminating in Miami. And as you see by the days, I think we've pulled that off today. Number three, bring soccer in the United States to new places that it's never been before. We brought it to Busch Stadium. We brought it to Indianapolis. And we brought it to Dodger Stadium. This year, we're going to bring it to even more venues. And lastly, and near and dear to my heart and everyone in this room, is really establish Miami as the capital of international soccer in the United States. So how do we build upon last year? First and foremost, we want to go deeper, go farther, go wider. We're going to be bringing the tournament to 13 different venues throughout the U.S., some of them NFL venues, some of them baseball stadiums. But that just means more people in this country are going to be exposed to soccer, and the matches will be broadcast in 150 countries around the world. Two, we've added even more marquee teams, and Charlie's going to spend some time on that. And lastly, you haven't seen anything yet if you saw the final last year in Miami. This will be even bigger, even greater, even more of a spectacle, if that's even possible. We have a tremendous musical act lined up that we're going to announce at a later date, but that we're very excited about, that we've been working on. So it'll be a phenomenal night in Miami on August 4th. So now I have an opportunity to introduce Charlie Stilettano. I'm going to take a point of personal privilege to go ahead and do that, because this man is near and dear to my heart. Nobody in the United States knows more about soccer than Charlie. He's devoted his entire career to the sport. He says he once played for Princeton. I have my doubts, but supposedly there are photos. But just a wonderful human being, and I can honestly say without him, it would be impossible to get all the teams to organize, to do all the meetings throughout Europe and travel the world, and Charlie has literally given his heart and soul to pulling this off. So on behalf of everyone, Charlie, I just want to thank you, and without further ado, Charlie Stilettano.
Yes, I did play, but as I ate myself. That's why I'm a little bigger than I should be. Giorgio Canaia, my dear late great friend, said to me one time, we were at the National Soccer Coaches Convention in Philadelphia, and one of the coaches for, I think it was John Rennie from Duke University, said, no, Giorgio, he wasn't a good player, he was a great player. And Giorgio said to me, you're not a player. These guys are players right here. It's a different class when you look at what we have here. And I'll also mention two special ambassadors that we have in the audience. First of all, thank you so much, Matt. You thanked everyone, but I just want to repeat for Mr. Ross, Matt Higgins, Arnie Reese, and really all the Miami Dolphins and our staff at Relevant Sports. They've worked so hard, and always I end up getting the credit, and they do all the work. John Scheinman, we know that. We've been together for a long time. He's behind the scenes and always doing everything. It's a real honor to be here at Sun Life in Miami for this major announcement. We are proud to announce the return of the Guinness International Champions Cup, the premier soccer tournament in the world this summer. Before we get into the real show here, these fine gentlemen next to me, I'd like to talk about last year's inaugural tournament. The first annual Guinness International Champion Cup was an unparalleled success. Over 67,000 people descended on Sun Life to see Real Madrid beat Chelsea 3-1. Who could forget the Cristiano getting the hug from the fan? You know, by the way, they let him off thanks to the Miami Dolphins, so the kid's still in this country, I think. The Guinness International Champions Cup quickly made a name for itself as the summer's premier entertainment destination. The Guinness International Champions Cup final featuring Real Madrid versus Chelsea was the most watched off-season match in Fox Soccer history. As Matt mentioned, with the tournament entering its second year, we always want to give fans some more, and we think that we have done just that with this year's roster. Should also point out that last year, Real Madrid against Everton outdrew the FA Cup final, both of them live on Big Fox, by 27%. So it shows you the Americans really embrace this tournament as a real tournament. And when you can compete with something like the FA Cup final, that's pretty remarkable if you think about it. It's my pleasure to introduce the participating teams. From Real Madrid, we have Emilio Butragueño. They don't really give you enough credit here, Emilio. You still have the greatest goal I've ever seen. Wait, who was that against? Cayce. Okay. Okay. A director of institutional relations, one of the game's top players during the 80s and 90s, Butragueño starred for Real Madrid for over 10 years and scored 123 goals. And you should YouTube his goal. That's the best goal I've ever seen. How many people did you beat on the goal?
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them. Okay. Joining us from Manchester United is former legendary midfielder Paul Scholes, widely considered one of the game's top midfielders of this generation. Scholes won the Premier League 11 times with the Red Devils and was capped for the English national team more than 60 times. Also from United is Director of Communications Phil Townsend. Where's Phil? Oh, there you are, Phil. Okay, good. I broke up Phil's engagement. It's a long story. I'll get to it later. Liverpool's all-time leading scorer with 346 goals. Ian Rush also leads the Welsh national team with 28 goals. Ian got on a phone with a Scouser friend of mine yesterday who lives across the street, a Liverpool fan, and he was teasing him, pretending. Who'd you pretend you were? Somebody else from Everton? Yeah, okay. Yeah, they had a little fun last night. And our only World Cup winner, Bruno Conti. You have to stand up, Bruno. They won't be able to see you there. Bruno Conti currently oversees Rome's youth team, is one of 11 members currently in the Rome Hall of Fame. Bruno is joined by executives Sean Barra and Manolo Zubiria. Zubiria? Okay, that's good. Another World Cup participant, Pierre Issa Petros. There he is. Played for South Africa from 97 to 2006, including the 98 and 2002 World Cups, and is currently Olympiakos' technical director. Thank you, Petros. Last but not least, a club dear to my heart, Daniele Massaro, a legend for AC Milan, played over 300 games for the club from 86 to 95. And I want to mention two other people that are going to be ambassadors for us, and we're still working through some little final details, but two Golden Ball winners, Risto Stoichkov,